So
what?
Did you get it?
Get what?
I sent you something.
I know.
And?
I haven't opened it yet.
Really? Why not?
I know what you're like. And after last time we talked, I have a feeling you'd like to watch.
Didn't take you long to get the measure of me, did it?
No time at all.
Go on, open it.
No, not yet. I want to talk about normal stuff. How's things?
You're stalling.
Yes, I am.
Tease?
Always. How's things?
Work's a pain. It was bad enough when we were in the lab, but now it's just got worse.
How?
Backgrounds. There's a competition to see who can do the best. You'd think the novelty would have worn off by now, but no. I did a call yesterday with minions dancing behind me.
You're a physicist. That'll do nothing for your credibility.
Oh, I don't know. It's not like I've got much to do, given the project finished weeks ago. Dr. Brosch has full-on cabin fever. He cheered the entire call using a filter that made him look like Pikachu. It was an improvement, actually. How's Sir Woofsalot?
Don't call him that.
Daft dogs need daft names. How's Prince?
Better. He gets me out of the house. I think he has a girlfriend.
Really? I assumed he was gay. He was really into soft furnishings last time I saw him.
He's been done.
Never stopped the Jack Russell we had when I was a kid.
Everyone knows Jack Russells are permanently randy. Mm. Reminds me of someone. Anyway, there's this little chihuahua who walks in the park the same time as I do. I sort of wave at her owner and call hello from the required 1 metre plus, while Prince goes bonkers.
Not one for playing it cool, then.
Like you.
Yeah. No. Well, one look at you that night, and I definitely went a little bonkers.
Me too. I was weak at the knees.
Oh, our timing was awful, wasn't it? If I hadn't said Massachusetts would be a great opportunity for you, we could be holed up together getting through this. Talking properly. In person.
I know. I could have coped with 6 weeks away from you. Just.
It's been 4 months, Alex. I miss you. A lot.
I miss you too. Which is why you need to open the box.
Oh, God. Okay. Fine. Hang on a sec.
What do you think?
Patience. Jesus Christ.
What do you think?
You do realise I already have something like this?
Of course I know, but I promise you, you don't have anything quite like that.
It looks like Tesla designed a sonic screwdriver.
You're not far wrong, actually. Read the booklet.
Meet Aurea, a sophisticated, desirable and satisfying female pleasure device created for women by women. Its adaptable AI learns what works for you.
Switch it on.
Okay.
Hey, baby girl. I want you, Tash.
Oh my God, Alex!
I've synced it with my phone. Get the app, sync it with yours, and we can share data. I can record whatever you'd like to hear me say.
Oh, please tell me you've got a male version.
Get the app.
Okay. I'm getting it.
There's a don't stop button for when it does something you enjoy, and you can save the program for next time.
Right, I've signed in. What's edging?
Had to Google that. That's a thing.
Sounds like something you do with a Cornish pasty.
Well, yes, it's not that. Aurea learns when you're about to hit your peak, so to speak, and stops.
Frustrating.
Then it starts again, stops again.
And that's supposed to be fun?
It monitors your breathing, heart rate and blood flow until finally it doesn't stop and then it lets you...
Oh.
Exactly.
Wow. And you can control this?
If you want me to.
Oh, I do. Yes, please.
But you don't have to listen to me. You can choose any number of voices, like a sat-nav. Have a look. I won't be jealous.
Yeah, right. Hugh Jackman, Michael Sheen. Oh, Phoebe Waller-Bridge.
Oh.
Hang on. Are these the actual sat-nav voices? Oh, my God, Boris Johnson. I have to hear this.
I hope you're joking.
You're incredible. I want to have your babies. Oh, you're giving me a hard Brexit.
This is bizarre. Oh, I just set that back to your voice before I have some sort of Pavlovian reaction.
So, you don't fancy setting it to Hugh Edwards?
Oh, I was so drunk when I told you that. Honestly, he's a very respectable voice crush.
Do you fancy trying it out?
Now?
Why not?
Let me read the instructions first. And then when I've got the hang of it, we'll see what happens.
Aha! You want a little time alone with Aurea. Tomorrow then?
Absolutely. I'll make sure I've got plenty of batteries.
It's rechargeable.
I'm very demanding.
Oh, don't I know it.
Okay, so if I open this and press this...
Now on BBC One, the news at 10 o'clock with Hugh Edwards.
Coming Apart was written by Helen Quigley. Alex was played by David Michael Monteith and Natasha by Laura Shavin. Boris Johnson was Darren Altman, Prince as himself. Music by Imran Ahmad and post-production Alistair Locke. Coming Apart was based on an idea by Helena Jevons and Helen Quigley. Directed by Andrew Mark Saw and was a B7 Media production.